Shit.
I want to ask you, about this expression. Have you ever heard of
a man?
A preacher. He's not really trained to be a preacher.
Does not
decide to
something else
for a living. Mm-hmm. And he's really not that good at it.
Have you ever heard him call anything in particular?
No. Nothing but reverend, you know. That's what we're...
Right.
That's what I was reading down the river.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard the expression, so-and-so's a jackleg preacher.
Yeah, we use a jackleg preacher, but we wouldn't call him and won't tell him that. I use that now, but I won't tell him that to his face.
To his face,
that's right.
When you say somebody's a jackleg, what do you mean?
He's not so good at it, you know. That's why you call him jackleg preacher. He's not so good.
You ever know anybody who was a jackleg preacher?
Yeah, I know a lot of them. Still know a lot of them. Jackleg.
Well, they wouldn't appreciate being called that, huh?
I don't think so. No, I don't think he appreciates you calling him jackleg preacher.
Does he just not know what he's talking about, or what?
Well, you take it, a lot of them kind of know what they're talking about, but when we use the expression called one jackleg preacher, you know, he don't pastor no church, you know, and he's not extra good in what he's in the Bible, you know. He's not extra good in the Bible. That's why we call him jackleg preaching. Then he preaches whenever he can get a chance, you know. Just whenever he can get a chance to preach, he'll preach, you know. Those in my book are jackleg preachers, and he don't live up to a lot of that stuff he's teaching, you know.
Did you have a jackleg anything else, like a lawyer or a carpenter, something like that?
Well, we use expressions on those guys when they's not good neither. Well, you take mechanics work on automobiles. We calls if he don't have a real good garage, you know, to drive his machine in, we call them shed tree mechanics.
He's not all that good either.
He's not all that good, and then he don't have anywhere to put his equipment, you know. He waits on the trees, you know. We call them shed tree mechanics. That's the name we give them guys. We got a few of them are still around too, you know, shed tree mechanics. And but you take anybody that's good at that stuff, he goes at it the proper way, you know. You take a brother up on the corner pin where you make a turn there, you know. He's a good mechanic, and he's got a good garage there. You can put
a fixie garage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's a pretty good mechanic, you know.
You wouldn't call him a shed?
No, we wouldn't call him a shed tree mechanic. And, well, you wouldn't use that kind of expression on me because of what they would use. Well, they would use that same name for me, too, you know, if I wasn't no good, you know. They use that.